are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, it may be a bit of a surprise, but it's only 10 days until Christmas. And as you complete your shopping list, there's a few other folks you might want to consider buying something for. And those are our wonderful men and women in uniform serving half a world away to protect our freedoms. Move America Forward has not forgotten them, and they're putting together holiday care packages. And with me now to talk about the project and how you can contribute is Debbie Lee, a Gold Star mother, whose son Mark Allen Lee was the first Navy SEAL we lost in Iraq. And Debbie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give our listeners an idea of how this program got started and what exactly it does.
Well, we are on our second annual Honoring Our Heroes at the Holidays tour. And as you mentioned, my son, Mark Allen Lee, was the first Navy SEAL that was killed in Iraq. So the past 2 years, I've been traveling around the country just supporting our troops, honoring our men and women who serve. I was in Iraq last Christmas. We took 226,000 Christmas cards over to them to honor them. And so we're out on the campaign trail again to gather people together to support our troops. And we feel it's so important. You know, they miss, they're not here to decorate the holidays tree with their family. They're not here for the big dinners. A lot of the families will have an empty seat there. And we want people to not forget our men and women who serve and are so willing to give so much for you and I. And so we're encouraging people to sponsor care packages. You can go on the website at moveamericaforward.org, and you can send one to an individual trooper if you've got the money and can be generous to sponsor a whole squadron. It is huge. When I was over there last year, you know, these are our brave men and women, our mighty warriors who are fighting, defending our nation. These are our tough guys and gals. And to see them when they'd open these packages and a tear would trickle down their cheek as they realize that somebody at home that doesn't even know them wants to say thank you, that they remember them, that they recognize what they're doing for us. And it's so important. And I'm just privileged to be part of this.
And Debbie, you've given such a great summation of the program. Talk about what's in the care packages. What are these soldiers getting when folks are generous this holiday season?
Well, I think the most important thing that they're getting is a piece of heart from somebody at home. But the specifics that are in there when they open that package is we've got Jelly Bellies in there. We've got hot cocoa. We've got artisan coffee for them, Oreo cookies. There's a CD in there that has Five for Fighting and Trace Adkins and Keith Urban, and there's all kinds of goodies that make it very special for them. But I think one of the neatest things about the packages is people can personalize the package and put a note in there to that man or woman who's serving. And it doesn't just go in the package. It goes on every item that's in there. And when I was over there last Christmas, what I saw would happen lots is they would open the package, and then they would just leave it, you know, for any of their buddies to grab something out of there. And so every time somebody grabs an item out of there, there's that personalized message from home, from somebody who loves them, and just another reminder that we appreciate what they're doing. And so it's just such a big boost to their spirits. I can't encourage your listeners, you know, more to say this is really worth whatever sacrifice financially it would take to be able to do this for our troops.
And it really is convenient. It's not like you have to go to the grocery store and package this all up. You just go online and donate however much you feel you can donate, and then Move America Forward takes care of the rest, right?
Exactly. And you know, at the holidays, our time is precious, and there's so many demands between programs and parties and everything else. And I've done the care packages, you know, personally on my own. And you have to, you know, figure out what they need. You go to the store, you purchase those things. Then you have to go to the post office and get the special boxes. Then you come back home and you pack it. Then you have to ship it. And it does take a lot of time. And so this is a way, you know, we found out what the troops really like. You know, we've done this for many years, sending care packages. So we know it's got turkey jerky in there and cranberry trail mix, you know, to remind them of that holiday theme. And so we've made it really easy for everybody to do that. And, you know, our troops are so willing to sacrifice so much. Just like, you know, my son, he stood out in the direct line of fire three times that day, made the choice to give up his life. And I just think that this is the least that we can do, you know, to honor my son's sacrifice and all those who have given their life in Iraq and Afghanistan. But, you know, just to honor those who are serving and say, you're not forgotten. We do remember you.
And Debbie, you're making this even more personal. Not only do you have a son who served and gave the full measure of devotion to his country, but you're on the road right now. You're in the El Paso, Texas area on about a week-long effort to draw attention to this program. Explain what all these stops are about and what happens as you go from town to town here.
you're right, we're in the big tour bus, the big red tour bus, and it's really cool because on both sides of the bus at the back, we've got Mark's picture up there, along with the Honoring Heroes at the Holiday Tour and our Move America Forward logo. But it was not planned this way from here on Earth. I think there was divine intervention on this one, but on the when the sun is shining through the windows in the back, that just happens to be where the wrap has Mark's pictures, and we can see Mark from inside the bus, and it's just like a huge big screen TV, life-size with Mark. You know, he's just going along with us, and it's such an honor to be able to stop in each one of these cities. We started out in Sacramento, and we're crossing the whole bottom of the United States, and we'll end up in Jacksonville, but each one of these stops, you know, to remind people of our troops who are serving and what they're giving, and to not forget them, but to also honor all of those men and women who have served. So if people want to go to the website at moveamericaforward.org, they can follow our itinerary and see which city we're in. And if you're close by there, grab any of your neighbors, your friends, your family who served, and bring them down so that we can honor them and thank them for what they've given. And it's going to be an amazing time. I guarantee people will go away inspired and encouraged. I'll be sharing Mark's story. Amazing story, absolutely amazing story of a very heroic young man, and it'll bless your holiday if you come by.
Last 30 seconds here, Debbie, and you talked about what it meant to the troops to have you come over there and bring the care packages in a very personalized way last year. What did it mean to you?
It was probably one of the best Christmases I've ever had. I got to go out on patrol with the 1st of the 4th Cav, so I saw firsthand the differences and the successes our men and women are doing, but the base where my son served was also named after him, and when the SEALs heard I was in country, they came and picked me up and snuck me away for 2 hours and took me to Camp Markley, and I got to walk where Mark spent his last days and see where he slept and see the country where he laid down his life. And it was such a blessing and such a gift, and I'm so grateful I had that opportunity to be there and see Camp Markley, but to be able to share it with my heroes who are willing to, you know, lay down their lives if need be for me and for my freedoms. And so it was the best Christmas I probably will ever have.
Debbie, I want to thank you for the sacrifice and the service of your family to this country, and best of luck throughout this holiday season as you put these together and bring these holiday packages to our troops.
Thank you so much.
Debbie Lee is a Gold Star mother. Her son, Mark Allen Lee, was the first Navy SEAL killed in Iraq. You can help out with the Honoring Heroes at the Holidays program at moveamericaforward.org. This is Dateline Washington.